This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. In 2015, archaeologists dug up a skull on a tiny Pacific island. One of them reacted.
I don't know what to say in a situation like this.
They were searching for the body of a lost World War II Marine. It looked like the excavation had succeeded. A journalist, Clay Bonnieman Evans, was filming the dig. Today, he remembers them finding this lost Marine's body.
Kristen, the archaeologist, she knew it was him. I literally dropped the video camera.
For Evans, this was personal. He was on the island documenting the search because the World War II Marine who'd been missing for about 70 years was his grandfather.
2 mornings later, after we'd exhumed my grandfather, I did go back to his empty grave where he'd lain for 71 and a half years by myself. And I had my own sort of private moment where I let all the emotions take hold.
Evans has written a book, Bones of My Grandfather, Reclaiming a Lost Hero of World War II. His grandfather was U.S. Marine Corps First Lieutenant Alexander Bonnieman Jr., who died in the 1943 Battle of Tarawa and posthumously received the Medal of Honor. Bonnieman grew up in Knoxville, Tennessee, and for decades after Bonnieman's death in that battle, his family longed to bring his body home to Knoxville.
This was the second major battle after Guadalcanal for the Marines, and at the time, it was known as the bloodiest battle in Marine Corps history, and it was incredibly important. It was showing that after the long struggle at Guadalcanal, that the Americans were on the move, and we were not going to stop.
You never met your grandfather. He was killed in the Battle of Tarawa in World War II before you were born, so why has he been such a focal point for your life? Why did you repeatedly travel to that island looking for his remains?
You know, my mother was his oldest child, and so she was the one who received the Medal of Honor, and that medal hung on the wall in every home where I grew up. And the legend of my grandfather was quite well known among our family. But what's sort of interesting is that we didn't know much else. There wasn't a lot of detail. Even my mother and her living sister couldn't tell me very much about his life. And once I found that people were looking, we didn't even know that his remains were still there. Literally, my mother told me he'd been buried as an unknown in Hawaii. So once I found out, you know, I'm a researcher and a writer, and I just became obsessed with unearthing both my grandfather's story, which really had been lost to history, as well as, if possible, you know, finding his physical remains and bringing them back to Tennessee, which is where his parents so desperately wanted him to be buried.
And you say that the military mismanaged the situation with what happened to your grandfather's body after he was killed in battle in World War II. What do you mean by that specifically, that they mismanaged it?
Well, you know, so what happened is after the war, Army Graves Registration did go back to this tiny island in the Tarawa Atoll, and they were able to find about half of the 1,100 men who were killed there. And that's fine, and they repatriated them. And I don't fault them for being unable to find the other half, even though it's a tiny island. They didn't have the technological tools that we have. What I do fault them for back then was lying to the families, including my family, just giving them very different versions and accounts of what happened to their loved ones' remains. Oh, they were buried at sea. Oh, they were buried in this memorial cemetery or as an unknown in Hawaii. And then they said case closed by 1950, and there was never a formal effort again to go back and find them.
You worked with the nonprofit organization History Flight to finally find your grandfather's remains. Why was History Flight so effective in finally solving all this?
Yeah, and I want to get the order straight. I was very fortunate to be able to join in History Flight's already ongoing effort. Mark Noah, the founder of History Flight, I sort of draw a parallel in this book between Mark and my grandfather because they were both sort of really interesting, iconoclastic men, a little bit stubborn, if you will, and they were the exact right people to get a really tough job done no matter the obstacles. Mark had discovered this historic anomaly that there may be up to 500 men still buried and lost on Basho Island in the Tarawa Atoll. Back in 2007, when he was working with another MIA organization, and he just made it his life's mission. And what happened when I first went down in 2010, there was one U.S. government effort mission to sort of go down and do some work, and that's what I went for, to kind of observe. And I honestly came away from that first mission realizing that I didn't think they were particularly serious. They are now. I want to emphasize that that agency is doing a great job now. And I just decided to hitch my cart to History Flight, which is really the little nonprofit that could, on what counts as a shoestring budget. We now have discovered, I think it's going on 120, identified or identifiable individuals. It's amazing.
In September of 2015, Alexander Bonnieman's remains were finally laid to rest in Knoxville, Tennessee. The Knoxville News Sentinel put a video online of the ceremony.
You know, we had a lying in honor ceremony the day before we buried him down at the East Tennessee Veterans Memorial in downtown Knoxville. And I said there in those remarks, and I really meant it, what felt most powerful to me was, yes, of course, for my mother and my auntie who's still living, and for my cousins and my sister and I, it was so meaningful. But I felt like I had helped close the circle for people who weren't there. And that was my great-grandparents, and I did know my great-grandmother when I was a boy, and my great-uncle Gordon. And so just to be able to, they weren't here to see it or watch it, but to know that, generations down the line, the memory of this man was still so powerful that his grandson, felt moved to try to do anything he could to make that happen. It was a powerful moment, and I felt extremely connected to my family tree, my ancestors, my great-grandparents.
Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
That was journalist Clay Bonnieman Evans. His new book is Bones of My Grandfather, Reclaiming a Lost Hero of World War II. He'll be in Chattanooga on Wednesday, October 10th at the Barnes & Noble store in Hamilton Place for a book signing. It starts at 5 p.m. For WTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.